And please, we're going to clarify tonight, hopefully, or the latest tomorrow night, thunder and storms. What do you make a bracha? Thunder, storm, thunder, lightning. When do you make a bracha? What bracha do you make? When you see or when you hear? The thunder. Hear, hear. Hurricane, okay, we'll get it. But what about a lightning? Lightning? Oysa aspirations for lightning. Do you need to hear both? Hear and see? Lightning and thunder? Or lightning covers, thunder covers lightning. Oh, wow, look at that. Okay, that's one thing we'll sort out once for good, Mitzvah Hashem. We're also going to speak a little bit about the bracha that we make Rosh Chodesh Nissen. This about new, you know, the bracha we make Rosh Chodesh Nissen in the month of Nissen. Okay, we'll talk about that. Let us just finish off the Sif Yud in page 284 in Simen Reish Chav Hey, which is the topic of Haroya Ilonis Toivois. Somebody sees beautiful trees, Vebriois Nois, and beautiful creations. Hafilu oivet kechovim, even if it is a goy, or behema, or a particularly stunning animal, something which is shining in its beauty. So they say, oh wow, that's a real beautiful creation Hashem has created. Hoima, you say the following bracha, Boch ato Hashem Elokeinu melech olam, shekocho loy be'olamoy. This is a bracha that you make. Be'einu mevorech aleim elo pam rishoyne v'lo yoyse, you only make a bracha once, v'lo yoyse, not more, loy aleim v'lo alacherim, not on him, not on others. Elim keno, you know him, behem. So, unless you find something which is even more beautiful. So, you see a particularly beautiful animal. I'm just trying to think, what's a particularly beautiful animal? Peacock is a very beautiful animal. Yes, it is. When it's opened up. Yeah, or any other animals which are particularly beautiful. Flamingos. Yeah. Yes. They are very, very, they're really beautiful. Yes, they are. There's something really special about that, yeah. So the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch says you can make a bracha on that. Particularly beautiful tree. Now, I don't know what a beautiful tree is. I don't know what that means exactly, beautiful tree. Maybe in size, maybe in its... Yes, maybe in symmetry, or maybe also with a... Yeah, absolutely. You can make a bracha on that. Something which is particularly beautiful. The Mishnah says... whether it's male or female, so you can make the bracha. V'achshav lo enagu klal levorech bracha zu. Mishnah Berurah says the minig is not to make a bracha on beauty. You don't make a bracha. This bracha shekach la b'olam, you don't make a bracha. Mishnah Berurah says mikol mokim nochen levorech bracha malchus, but it is still okay to make it without shem malchus. The reason why. The reason why we don't make a bracha shkoch laboilamoy. I mean, you've never seen people making a bracha on seeing a particular, a beautiful particular animal or particular beautiful tree or flower. You don't see people making a bracha on that. Here, that's a registered thing, as opposed to when it came to yesterday of Mishana and Brias, which is not a registered thing that we don't say it. Here, Mishnah Berurah says the minhag is not to say shkoch laboilamoy. I'm struggling to fully understand it, but the reason brought in the poskim is because it may not qualify as beautiful enough. Whenever you have something, it may not be beautiful enough. There may be something even more beautiful than that. Now, that's the reason given. Reb Gideon, what do you tell about that? You can't make a bracha shkoch lo b'olamo because Mishnah Berurah says the minhag is not to make it because it may not be beautiful enough. It may not qualify as ultimate beauty. I'll tell you why I'm struggling with this. Because beautiful is very, very certainly something which is very relative. There's very few things, very subjective and very relative. So there's very few things which are, everybody agrees that it's beautiful. There may be things, but I think very much the definition of beauty, please tell me if I'm wrong. I think that it's something which is very, everybody has different. So by definition, I would have thought that if the Chazal give us a bracha of Shkoch Ala Boilamoy, he must be subject to his own, in terms of his own personal like and dislike. So I don't understand why the reason should be that maybe it doesn't qualify. Surely it does qualify if you feel like saying the bracha. Yeah.
What about the male? So example one, by shraygim, we have a very specific what constitutes beating, what doesn't.
By what time?
By shraygim.
Yeah, but that's taka different.
It's a different, maybe. But
it's different, it's taka different.
Different.
Because, yeah, because over there it is, the Torah defines what beauty is. It's not, the Torah said that it has to be pre-Eitz Hodah, and Chazal give us some qualification on what Hodah is, and post can give more. So it's not something that, it's not, yeah, it's the Torah, we are trying to define what pre-Eitz Hodah is, what the Torah says.
The other reason maybe, for the Mishnah Berurah, is that if people think, if I see someone who's beautiful, then I can say a bracha, then they'll be, you know, they'll be matir and heter themselves to look at people, you know, for real.
They stuck close.
Yeah, and think, is that person beautiful? But they'll give themselves that heter to just like stare at things that they shouldn't be staring at.
Absolutely, that's right. So that actually, It's true. Mishnah Berurah does say something a bit similar to what you're suggesting. Sefkot Lamed Gimel, it's about Nochim, over Gilulim, you don't make a bracha, you'll never make a bracha if you see an outstandingly Nochi. Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu Riyah Ba'al Medu Mutah, Avalei Stakel Ba'Biyosev, Avalei Spoyim Bit Musi Osu. A quick glance may be permitted, but to gaze upon Goy is also. You're not meant to say, even after 30 days, you're not meant to make the bracha. It means that when we find that sometimes after 30 days you can make a bracha, such as by. What's that? That's right. Yeah, we find after 30 days you can make the bracha again. Not so when it comes to particularly beautiful things that. You're never going to make a bracha again. You make it once, and that's it. But again, the consensus of the contemporary poskim is we don't ever make the bracha. We don't ever make the bracha. Shkoch lo boilomoy. It's not something which is generally said. Sreish chav vav. Haroye pirchei ol ilon ma'im mevorech. So if somebody sees the blossoming trees, what is the relevant bracha? Shulchanoch, one se'if. I always find that. Yeah. So. It's very interesting when the Shulchan Aruch is one seif. I find it always very inspiring. Because surely Shulchan Aruch could have squeezed it in elsewhere as a final seif. But he decided not so. What does that teach us? Well, he's not squeezed it in. Must be that it's important. Reish Chavav, Oroi Pich Elman Mevorech. Hayoytze B'mei Nisan, somebody who goes out in the days of the month of Nisan. V'roi Lonois, and he saw trees. Shemoytzim Peach, that are blossoming. His beautiful flowers coming out. Hoime, you say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Shelo Hichisa Ba'olamoy, you have not lacked anything, nothing missing in this world. V'boro boy, you created Hashem, you created this beautiful world. Brio's Toivois, beautiful creations. Milano's Toivois, and nice trees. Le'enois, Bo'em Bnei Adam, to make beautiful, just enjoy the beauty of nature. V'yenim Mevarech Ha'olam Achaz, and you can only make this Baruch B'chol Shana V'Shana once a year. That's one of those riddle questions that often comes up. What is a bracha that you can only make once a year? There's not so many if you think about it. Yes, there's that. Biochamas, that's right. That's right. Not so many. So that's the one that people generally tend to forget. The bracha on blossoming. It's if you forgot, until they're not just blossoming, but they're a bit bigger already, they're fully developed. Lo yivarech oit, don't make a bracha. Only when it's blossoming, the bracha is on blossoming. Rabbi Isai, when are you going to make the bracha? When are you making the bracha? When? Nissan. In the whole month, from Rosh Chodesh until Chodesh Nissan. When is the best time to do it? Rosh Chodesh.
Not on Shabbos.
Pardon? Rosh Chodesh, yeah? Whenever it blossoms. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch says, it can be throughout the entire month of Nisan. Reb Chaim Kanievsky holds very much that here as well, which says, Rizu Maktim Lemitzah, you should say on Rosh Chodesh. Reb Chaim Kanievsky is on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan after davening. I don't know if it's Talas, I think he may still wear Talas and Tefillin. Makes a point of Mamash not delaying it. He says that's the man of the bocha has arrived, and he straight away goes out, and he makes sure to say the bocha. Straight away, Shkodesh Nissen. The Maaseh said there is some people have a minig to say dafka on Erev Pesach. Some people have that minig, and I think it's probably the reason for the minig is, I think a lot of yakas do dafka on Erev Shkodesh. I think the reason is because that's a time that is a set time. You're less likely to forget. If it's the more vague it is, the more likely to forget. Do you know what I mean? If it's a wishy-washy, yeah, I'll do it today, I'll do it tomorrow, do it next week. I did it, didn't I do it? Did I want to do it? Did I think of doing it? You know how it goes, right? So some people have a set time to do it. I think it's a very good idea to have a set time to do it. That's why some people are makpid to do dafka on Erev Pesach, which anyway is a special day. It's not Yom Tov, but nearly Yom Tov. And it's all people have a minute to do dafka then. Some people have a minute to do Chol HaMoed. I know that I've seen such a registered minute. I think some Sfadim have the minute to dafka to do Chol HaMoed. Maybe I'll pick Kabbalah, maybe for practicality, I don't know. Mishpachas Karen, I've got a specific minute in it. Whatever it comes in handy. Shulchan Aruch said in Sifkot Aleph, Bimei Nissen, Urcha de Milzen Akad. He doesn't have to be dafka Nissen. What do you mean? When do blossoms in England? Right, in England, Nissen, blossoming? Pretty right. Sometimes a little bit before that, yeah.
Leap year.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But if not, it can still be snowing. It can,
yeah. 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 What happens in South Africa? Is it the same? How does it work? When is it blossoming? Completely different? When is it blossoming?
December
time? September. So when do you make the bocha? When would you make the bocha? What about Australia? It's also very... So look what the Mishnah Berurah says. B'meinis urcha de milzen akad, shos derech ha'aretz zecham elav elonos. That's normally when it blossoms. Normally then. V'adin b'chodesh achei, it could also be said in a different month. Shekol shiroi alivlu pa'am rishen, mevorach, whenever you see first time blossoming, you're going to make the bocha. So it doesn't actually have to be nissen. So in Cape Town, you're going to say it in December. Or whenever it is, whenever it's actually happening. It's a bocha on the event. Yeah, Sif Cotton Base, Perach, Dafke Perach, Vu Alim Lechudei Loi. When you have got leaves and the flowers are not coming out yet, you do not make the bracha. Only when there's flowers coming out. Ve'afe Perach, that's an interesting halach as well, when it comes to flowers. Dafke Bilone Meichli has to be a fruit tree. So don't say it on any random tree, it has to be a fruit tree. Shemizah Perach, Osil is Gadol Pri. Because the fruit is going to grow out of this. But if it's a tree that does not grow fruit, don't make a bracha on it. Rabbi Yisai, why is it that we make dafka bracha on trees that grow fruit or that is beautiful flowers coming out? Eventually fruit. Why? I'm saying, what about vegetables? How often do vegetables grow? Vegetables. Well, no, not necessarily. Yeah, normal vegetables. When are they? How often? How many times a year are they going to come out?
Once.
Very often, only once. So, can you make a bracha on a aubergine growing? You pick that tomato and you make the bracha on it. Shabbos on his tovos. Lechisa boilamai. Why not? Why dafka on fruit bearing? Why dafka on flowers that are fruit bearing trees? Ever thought of that? Good question. Any thoughts? Pardon? I don't know if that's true. Any thoughts? Correct. So I'll tell you a thought. One could argue on it, but a thought that I saw in the Achronim, in the Poskim, they say that there's something about a flower which is not an absolute necessity. Vegetables, would you cope without potatoes?
Yeah,
yeah you would. Okay.
Yeah, potatoes.
You need basics, right? You need basics, right? The vegetables are generally considered basic foods, right? You need them. You can't. There's something about a flower. Which is, it's put down in other poskim as well. A flower is really something which, would you manage without flowers?
Yeah.
We manage very well without flowers. It's a, no, what do you think? There's something about a flower which is not a, it's not a needed, that's right, it's not a necessity, that's right. It's not a necessity, it's something which is nice.
But
and it's beautiful. I know, but it's not a necessity for them either. So it's not a necessity. And therefore, we make it, we're thanking the Baruch Shem, Tavkun, not for necessity. Necessities deserve other brachas. This bracha is a purely non-essentials. It's for, Tavkun made a bracha for something which Hashem, thanks for that. Thanks for that. I know we wouldn't manage with that. Shkoyach for that. Look at the Loshon HaBracha. It's so posh. We look at the Loshon HaBracha. Poch ato Hashem elokim melech haolam, shelo hechisa bo ilom oiklum. Nothing missing in this world. But not only that, nothing missing. You've given us flowers and extras just for us to enjoy, for beauty. Just nice. Shkoyach Hashem. We would have managed without sunflowers, but they look really nice. Not sunflowers, not a good example. But saying, we would have managed very nicely without those flowers. But Hashem, shkoyach for that. Beautiful world. What a stunning world. All for us to enjoy. All for us to enjoy. And that's what we're doing. You know, the Mishra Shon brings Yerushalmi. That a person has an obligation to it, not in a negative way, but in a very positive way. We have to enjoy the world. It's here for us to enjoy. The Hashem created it for us to enjoy the world. It's here for us. It's not, we have to, in a positive way, of course, with brachas and with kavod l'shem shemayim. But it's for us to enjoy the Hashem, this beautiful world. Because Adam HaRishon was born in all of the world. You know the Yerushalmi? Mishra Shon brings that beginning. You know Mishra Shon? Mr. Shon brings that the automation was brought, all was shown the whole world. The whole world was shown at automation. And it says, Reb Yid, Hashem says, look at this beautiful world. It's all here for you. It's all here for you. Ten Daitcho, I think that's Loshon. Ten Daitcho. Keep an eye on it. Shalot Tekalkele Zolomi. Make sure not to ruin my world. Don't destroy it. It's all here for you to enjoy. And destroying of it is in a spiritual sense, not in a Gashmistic way. But do something positive out of this world. It's all here for you to enjoy. Do something constructive with this world. It's all here. It's a beautiful world. And that's what the meaning of the bracha is over here. That to us to enjoy the extras. Yeah? We can cope with that. No? So, yeah. Now, the... how long can you, so you can make, well, that's what we said, the whole Chodesh Nisan, you can make the bracha. Yeah, you can only make the bracha once. Okay, we're ready now for the lightnings. Simresh Chav Zayin. Birkas Hazikim. What are Zikim? Anybody learn brachas over here? Pardon? Comments? Okay, let's see how the Shulchan Aruch describes it. Al Hazikim, who can make Chukoy Chav, Hazikim, Zikin is a star, k'min koichov, like a star. It's not a star, it's like a star. Hayoyrekechetz, which shoots like an arrow.
Shooting star.
Oh, that's right. Be'oyrech Hashemayim, length of the sky. Mimokam lemokam, from one place to another. Nimshach oiroi, and its light, his stretches. And his light, yeah, stretches. Keshevet, like a staff, that's right, thank you very much. You make a brach on that. Shulnoch is going to tell us in a minute. So the bracha you make on this is Shoysimas Bereshis. So how would you define a zikim? What was that in English?
I mean, you know, a long range comment, or you could say it's meteor.
Oh, very interesting. Look at that. Look at what the Mishnah Berurah says. Look at that. Shesh Mishnah Berurah sifko v'yorikichet. Yes, there's two pshatim in this. Some say Shukoychav, it's a star. Shiesh Lezana, which has a tail, Veshevet Shel Oira, and a star of light, Veshneim Etiko Achonim Ledina. So there's two Pshatim. Either it is a real star, which has a, and what seems to be apparently a light following it, or it is something which is like a star. So that's mamash the two. I know too little about this. Please excuse my ignorance. But I saw in the post, can they bring down two pshatim?
Yeah.
Either a
meteor or comet.
Okay, can you just in brief words explain what the difference is? Because I saw both brought down in the post without knowing what it is.
A meteor is a small piece of rock or some kind of space debris that enters the atmosphere very, very fast. And as it enters the atmosphere, it heats up through friction to extremely high temperatures. And you will see, like, there are points of time in the year where the earth is in just the right place, that there's a lot of certain rocks that will, you know, space debris that will come, and like there's the given names to them.
How close are they to the world?
Well, I mean, several hundred tons of space debris enters the world every day, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do they end up? Never, my roof is pretty safe, I hope.
I mean, all over the place. I mean, there's
they end up in the oceans normally.
Well, yeah, the Earth is being pelted constantly by little bits of things from space, and most of them end up in the atmosphere. But as they do, they'll make little things of light. And if you look up, like the Pleiades or the other, I don't know what they call them, there are different like months of the year in different areas of the sky that you'll look, and you will often see. Like overnight, you'll see lots of streaks of light coming. Looks a bit like fireworks. It's basically just constant pelting of our atmosphere.
Okay, so you can make a bracha on that according to some opinions. This is the shooting star. That's the zikim, so according to some achronim.
Another pshat would be a long-range comet, which is basically larger, essentially ice, like, you know, like balls of ice of various different chemicals, which come from something called the Kuiper Belt, which is out past Pluto. And
well, that's pretty far.
They are extremely, they have like these elliptical orbits where they will come from very, very far away and then go quite close to the sun. As they get close to the sun, the ice melts and leaves a tail of essentially melting nitrogen ice or water ice, whatever, and so it will leave a tail. That's what Halley's Comet is. And they have every 80 years, every 150 years, whatever it is, there are certain comets that will.
And that's called, that's a comet.
Yeah.
And they will actually not disintegrate normally.
Some of them they do, depends how close they get to the sun, but very often they'll come back again and back again and back. Halley's Comet will come back every 86 years, I think. And there are various other comets that will come.
Okay.
However long it is.
Here. Okay. A clear description of the two pshatim of why Zikin and why you make a bracha. Yeah. Yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah does say, and I'm going to finish off with that, in Sifkot and Beis, Mimokom, now from place to place, Lo yevorich balaylo echot, rak pam ach, so one night, you only make one bracha. Afilim ro koichav acha, even if you see two apparent comets, you can only make one bracha in one night. I don't know why. If you would be able to see and observe two of them in one night, you'd only make one bracha. Fine, there's more of those oisei maise bereishis, but they will be discussed tomorrow, Metz Hashem. Let's just summarize what we learned tonight. We spoke about his bracha of Ilonos Toivos, Brios Nois, a particularly beautiful creation. You make a bracha of Shekochalo Boilomoi, which you can only make once a lifetime bracha. We said that you can only make this bracha upon seeing something extremely beautiful, and the Mishnah Berurah says that the meaning is never to say that bracha, and it seems to be always left out. We don't make the bracha. Shulchan Aruch Simon Resh Chav Vav, in its entirety, tells us the bracha that we make in Nissan on blossoming trees, which is shalechisa boilamoy klum, and that is to be said in Chodesh Nissan because that's when things tend to start growing. In other places, you may say the bracha different types of year. You only make it when there is flowers on just the fruit itself. You don't make a bracha on vegetables. You don't make the bracha, and you say the bracha once a year only. We then started speaking about zikin, tupshatim, or zikinah. Either way, you make the bracha of oisei maase bereishis. More on those maase bereishis examples tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem. Good evening.